It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Boobies. Boobies. Boobies.
I'm not a marijuana guy.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We've got the final buzz of the afternoon coming up. I do want to remind everyone that tomorrow on the show we will be playing Four-Legged Idol. That's Beth Ann's name for it. I'm going to go check right now and see if we got the photos up.
All right.
I'm going to go right to photos. I'm on our website, the MikeOMaraShow.com. Mm-hmm.
And these are the photos of Bo.
I'm also in the CB. Yeah, we've got the pictures up. And there's a lovely Bo's before and after photos are on the website. Mm-hmm. It's got the Preparation H on his body. And also we've got a lovely picture of Katie that's up there also.
Yes. People are very excited about that.
Pictures from Hogfest, all the good pictures. I'm going to sneeze. Excuse me. So go to MikeOMaraShow.com. The first 10,000 people to register qualify for $500 and a Nintendo Wii game system. We'll have the totals on that. I think we may have reached that already. They're telling me the website got slammed yesterday and is going to get slammed again today. So we'll let you know when that's over. And you know what? We'll have more stuff coming up where you can play with the show and also outside of the show on the internet and win fabulous cash and prizes. I think it's a wonderful idea.
Play with us.
Without further ado, let's get the final buzz of the afternoon. Here he is, wearing a wonderful shirt, Buzz Burbank.
Thanks, Mike. The fat lady is taking a big, deep breath, for she is about to sing.
Okay.
And then it will be over for Hillary Clinton, probably before the end of the week. In a dream scenario for Democrats, Clinton would tonight throw her support behind Barack Obama, and the two families would hug it out in front of everybody.
Gosh, lighten up, guys.
But until the last ballots are counted from today's final primaries in Montana and South Dakota, the Clinton campaign is still on, mostly.
Gosh, lighten up, guys.
Tonight in New York, Ms. Clinton's giving a speech. She's asked for her top donors and supporters to be there. We're hearing that she won't be doing any conceding or endorsing. That'll come later in the week, we're told.
But later in the week. So, they're pissing me off, though. They're really just going down. What, Thursday, Friday? Come on.
Maybe
God,
Thursday,
get it over with.
Maybe Thursday, maybe tomorrow. Who knows? Yes. She's waiting for the dust to settle on that last-minute scramble for superdelegates, just in case. But today,
you really wonder how much of this is getting to be ego now. After tonight, tomorrow he will have the delegates needed, and he will be officially the nominee.
And then she'll concede.
There is a ray of hope.
I think she needs to see it. I mean, if there's any
I think she does.
Hope.
I'm about to tell you. As a matter of fact, here's the sign. Here's the clue. She told state lawmakers in New York today that she would accept a vice presidential spot.
Really?
So she's beginning to look at the realities of things.
Wow. That's a big story.
Does Barack Obama want her? We don't know. I'm going to guess yes for the uniting of the party.
Well, it's interesting to see. It'll be, it's amazingly difficult. It was a very hard-fought campaign. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I really think towards the end, the last couple of months, they had toned down the rhetoric, and that was amazingly significant. Mm-hmm.
Get Bubba
to shut the F up. I mean, really, he's out there going, he says there's people out there to do slime and all that. And then there's the article in Vanity Fair about Bill Clinton. He's all up in arms about that. Tone it down, Bill. Calm down. Everything's going to be fine.
He told some supporters last night that last night would probably be his last campaign appearance of any kind.
We'll have more of him if she runs for vice president. I mean, he's not bad, but he just kind of went out of control. I would think.
Well, your wife's busy all the time.
You got time in the house in Chappaqua.
We also hear that the price on Clinton's endorsement for Obama is help from his campaign to pay off her campaign debt, which is considerable.
That's standard practice. Mm-hmm. In a campaign. I don't think that's anything unusual. What is unusual in all of this is that she has told lawmakers in New York, you say? That's where she spoke to a group of lawmakers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That she would accept
the vice presidential spot.
That's like saying, hey, Barack,
Come get me, baby. I'm here.
The cards are on the table.
Yeah. Right.
Be fascinating to see. I think, really, speaking as a Democrat, mm-hmm. I think the Democratic Party would be jacked up to see that happen.
I would think so.
I think that'd be a dream ticket.
Now, all the superdelegates are being strongly pressured to pick a candidate tonight once the final primary votes are in. Barack Obama, by the way, speaking in Minneapolis tonight, which is where they're going to be holding the upcoming Republican convention.
I saw a congressman. I forgot what his name was. He was on the Today Show today, and he came out, and he got all this press because he was like one day early coming out as a super delegate for Barack Obama.
Oh, he went out on a limb,
and they grilled him a little bit. Why'd you wait this long? Well, I wanted to make sure. Well, then why didn't you wait till all the delegates were counted?
Because he wanted the attention.
Yes, of course.
That's right.
Really brave move, congressman.
Hi, my name's Buzz, and I'm here to wear you out.
Really?
A new study says, though, however, it's really CNN and Fox News that are giving young adults what's being called news fatigue.
Yeah.
A study commissioned by the Associated Press shows that young adults have an intense desire for news and information, but...
Do we have that on this show?
You bet your ass.
Oh, no, stop that. I'm never news fatigued on this show.
But the study also shows young adults to be suffering from news fatigue. Researchers say young adults in their busy digital lives are being bombarded by...
Yeah, on the cell phone.
Quick facts.
Yeah, yeah.
News snippets, exactly.
Not detailed, good, well-researched stories like you have on this program.
That's right, Mike.
This is a little different than all that crap you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Trying to back you up here because you're reading a story that's really going to put you out of business.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
They're talking about headlines, quick facts, news snippets, constantly updated headlines across the bottom of your screen, the constant flow of breaking news on television, and stories repeated and recycled around the clock by the 24-hour news channels.
Some breaking news stories have been breaking news stories for like a 24-hour period.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can't miss it. I mean, right. You really, I mean, if you're plugged in any way, you get it from a million different sources. And, you know, I get it from the internet every morning, and I get it from radio, and then I also get it from newspapers. And they all have their merits. I really think they all have their bit to contribute. But with that said, more and more often, my visits with the newspaper are, you know, I don't hang as long as I used to hang.
Nobody does.
You know, you're getting the same stuff, and it's really not. You know, when I get up this morning and I go, and the technology does not exist for the newspapers to tell me who won the Pittsburgh-Detroit game in the NHL final last night.
What a great game.
That gets to be a little frustrating. Did you watch the end of the game?
No, I missed the best part.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
Were you just lying when you said what a great game?
No, I watched like the first three quarters.
Do you know how unprepared I am for this broadcast? We're going to get people calling in right now.
You don't seem unprepared at all.
No, I swear to God, I don't know. At this moment, I don't even know. I was doing so much today, I have no idea.
I'm sure someone knows.
I have no idea whether Detroit clinched or whether
Pittsburgh.
You know, extended. Pittsburgh?
One.
Oh, thank you about that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, very good. You're very informed.
And they have to go back to Detroit to play game number 7.
I'm just so burned out with all this news. What is it now, Buzz?
Well, the answer, of course, and you indicated this, is reading, or at least exposing yourself to more in-depth reporting.
Yes, yes. Read more, listen less. That's the message we want to send from the Mike O'Mara Show today.
No, listen while you read.
Listen while you read. And go to the toilet.
Exactly.
Very
might as
nice.
Well.
I'm a multitasker. I have been a multitasker.
Have you?
I have read the newspaper while listening to the Junkies in the morning with sitting on the bowl. That's multitasking.
Good
job.
Right. And I pet the dog, too.
And it shows, by the way.
Thank you very much.
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
Thanks, Al.
So find the in-depth reporting on your own. And for now, here, you may just have to settle for a story about toilets in space.
Toilets in space.
NASA's not talking about it when they can avoid it, but things have likely gotten pretty nasty by now on the International Space Station where the toilet busted about 2 weeks ago. They've tried makeshift repairs, as astronauts often have to do, but they've been using a Soyuz spacecraft docked as kind of an outhouse.
I can't seem to fix this. These things seem to be broken right now. I will try real hard to fix toilet on space station. Give me wrench. Yes, big wrench right there. Now I just twist right there. Oh, no.
Oh, you broke
it. I've broken toilet! We will not be able to poop for another month.
According to previous reports, and NASA isn't talking about it, but previous reports tell us that the toilet on that Soyuz spacecraft was supposed to have overflowed by Sunday,
a few days ago.
What, it smell in
seriously?
Space?
And do they have Russians? Are there Russians in there right now?
Yes, they're there.
You know, a big problem we have.
What?
Tang. Tang causes diarrhea.
Fiber.
Very bad. Horrible situation.
Brightly colored,
yes.
I might add.
Brightly colored. Not after it gets through Russian spacesuit.
Now, the good news is our space shuttle has arrived and docked to deliver what may be the most anticipated replacement part ever.
And in my space station, I will flush the toilet whenever the F I please.
Oh, speaking of outhouses, Dick Cheney may know a joke or two about them.
Really?
The soon-to-be ex-vice president appeared at the National Press Club yesterday and mentioned that in the 1600s, there were Cheneys on both sides of his family.
Oh, I heard about this one, Buzz.
And then he added, we don't even live in West Virginia.
Now, in a cocktail party setting anywhere else, and if it wasn't coming out of that Darth Vader's mouth,
yes.
I'm probably laughing at that. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I think it shows you, you know, what the guy, he's smarmy.
He's smarmy.
He's snarky. Even when he's telling a joke, he's snarky. He's
You're talking about the vice president of
the United States, Beth Ann, but he says it out of the corner of his mouth.
He does. Okay.
You know, I could see him like telling that joke, just going, give me another pass blue ribbon, you know? Yeah, all right, let me see. Where's my shotgun? Oh, Jesus. I'm sorry, Mr. Oil Magnet. I blew half your face off. Sorry, my relatives are from West Virginia.
West Virginia Senator Robert Byrd took offense. He said that for Cheney to, quote, display such contempt and astounding ignorance toward his countrymen is an insult to all Americans.
Yes, of
and
course.
With that, the 90-year-old West Virginia senator was hospitalized for, and I quote, sluggishness.
You have to sort of ride them all the time. You see, they get soft and loud. Yes, for that we turn it down. For the farts, we turn them up. Yes, very good.
If hangman's nooses are outlawed, then only outlaws and hangmen will have nooses.
Is that a puzzle?
Kind of, and we'll try to unravel it when we come back.
Oh, you conjurer. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll be right back after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Handle a little bit.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know why? He wants to be number one. How really do you go from being president of the United States
to being first man?
To being first man. Almost.